NPR's Tom Jelton is at the Pentagon. Tom, I'm sure that everyone anticipated a quiet day at the Pentagon today.
That's right, Bob. It is, because it is a federal holiday, as Melissa said. The Pentagon is also closed. Of course, the Pentagon never really closes, so there are people here. And when the reports of this crash in New York came, you can imagine how jumpy people here are, given what happened 2 months ago. One thing that's important to point out, just to remind our listeners, that for the past, since September 11th, the United States NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, has been flying combat air patrol continuously over Washington, D.C. and New York, F-15s and F-16s flying continuously over those two metropolitan areas. So there were fighter jets in the air at the time when this happened, and according to Pentagon people here, no distress call, no special alarm, nothing out of the ordinary, really, preceded this crash.
The Pentagon, of course, was a target of September 11th and is now prosecuting a war in which there was some encouraging news from their point of view, the advances by the Northern Alliance against the Taliban.
Another big story that I'm sure will come back into our headlines here very shortly. Dramatic developments over the weekend with Northern Alliance moving all across the northern Afghanistan. And you know what this is? What this is going to highlight is the extent to which the United States is really depending now on these rebel forces, basically to fight the war in Afghanistan. I mean, for the moment at least, the United States is really putting counting a lot on these, on the Northern Alliance forces to take the fight to the Taliban. For the past couple of weeks, the great majority of U.S. airstrikes have been in support of those efforts on the ground. And as long as things are going well in Afghanistan, in northern Afghanistan in particular, I'm sure that those that focus of U.S. operations is going to be continuing.
The headlines, the bulletins on the plane crash were interspersed with other bulletins from the battlefront in Afghanistan with the gains of the Northern Alliance.
That's true. I think until we know more, though, about what happened in New York, certainly that is the immediate focus right now. People here, an Air Force officer told me that, quote, the obvious question being asked, unquote, is whether anything unusual or, in his words, really bad might contribute to the explanation of this crash. Clearly, they don't even like to say the word terrorism. Given what's happened, but they are definitely looking at it. And as I said earlier, the preliminary word from the combat air patrol coordinators in the New York area is that they did not receive anything out of the ordinary, any distress calls. There was no reason to scramble, no instruction to scramble those additional fighters. And we are waiting a statement from the North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, out in Colorado Springs, which runs these combat air patrols. We're waiting a statement from them. But apparently the pilots flying those F-15 and F-16s around New York City area did not see anything unusual. Their mission, you know, Bob, is to watch for sort of airliners going in funny directions or things happening in the skies that don't look right. They are, of course, they have information about all the flights that are operating, and they are on very high alert to detect anything in the aftermath of what happened on September 11th. They are under instructions to watch for anything unusual. In fact, if word cannot go quickly enough to the president and the rest of the command authorities, the Air Force generals can even order a plane shot down.
NPR's Tom Jelton at the Pentagon.